So Lars, it was great practice for his cyclo, filled him in on the whole political background that was now functioning. And Turl said, well, certainly he'd talk, through his friend the cadet, to this very important official. It would be glorious practice for the cadet's cyclo. So, using a couple of mine radios, Brown Limper said the glaring lights in front of the cage hurt his eyes, and he had had a fever lately. A considerable amount of conversation occurred, with Lars in the middle. Turl gave the politician a lot of very good, factual data. The Cyclos were actually a peaceable people, interested in commerce, and here only in mining. A disaster had occurred 1,000 or so years ago that made it possible for the Cyclo Company to move in. No, he didn't know what caused the disaster. Probably some natural cataclysm. The company had tried to save all the people they could, but the inhabitants misunderstood their intentions and hid from the peace missions and rescue teams. And the company, being only a commercial company and not political, had been quite poor and unable to continue with the financial burden of rescue since profits were down, and so the whole thing had gone on. Yes, well, he could say that this animal, Tyler, had provoked a crisis. Rash? Well, yes, come to think of it, pretty rash. Wild, too. He knew. He had tried to befriend him, and now he, Turl, was in a cage, without trial, too. But of course, his feelings of guilt and desire for repentance were the real reason he wanted to be in the cage. This animal, what did you say its name was? Tyler? He didn't know it had a name. It was very secretive. Bad-tempered, in fact. Well, look what he had done to Turl's two best friends just a couple of days ago. And they had been so badly injured, they had now committed suicide. Oh, indeed, the Cyclos were very peace-loving people. Honest. Kind. Good to their friends. Trustworthy. He himself made it a rule of his life never to betray a trust. What? Oh, yes, it was too bad this animal, Tyler, didn't have the principles and morals of a cyclo. Yes, he agreed someone should have taught him to be honest and upright when he was young.